Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Fortifying the Front Lines, Husbands as Pillars of Love and Sacrifice. And today's focus is embracing the call of Christ-like love in marriage. In today's cultural crossfire, where the sanctity of marriage is often undermined, it's crucial for Christian husbands to stand firm in their God-given role. It's a role that demands more than just provision and protection. It calls for a love that is sacrificial, transformative, and reflective of Jesus Christ's unwavering commitment to His church. As we delve into the depths of Ephesians, we uncover the blueprint for husbands that not only counters the world's attack on Christian family values, but also elevates the very essence of what it means to love and lead within the covenant of marriage. Our springboard for today's discussion is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Now, this scripture isn't merely a call to action. It is a divine mandate that sets the standard for marital love and leadership. Christ's love for the church was selfless, pure, and it was sacrificial. He didn't love based on the convenience or condition. He loved with an intensity that led Him to the cross. For husbands, this means loving your wife, not just in words, but in actions and in truth. It means prioritizing her well-being and spiritual growth above your own desires, embodying the servant leadership model that Christ Himself demonstrated. Let's do a two-minute focus training. Number one, reflective gratitude. Spend 2 minutes reflecting on the qualities of your wife that first drew you to her and continue to enrich your life. Thank God for her presence in your life and ask for forgiveness and guidance on how to love her more deeply. Number two, acts of sacrifice. Identify one area each day to give yourself up for your wife. This could range from taking over a task that she finds burdensome to sacrificing your time to support her dreams. Number three, spiritual leadership. Lead a 2-minute prayer or devotional with your wife, focusing on strengthening your relationship through Christ. Use this time to connect spiritually and reaffirm your commitment to lead by example. In conclusion, the role of a husband in a Christian marriage is not for the faint of heart. It's a call to die to self, to serve rather than be served, and to love as Christ loves the church. In a world that often devalues commitment and elevates selfishness, embracing this scriptural model of husbandry love acts as both a fence and a proclamation of God's design for marriage. Today's call to action, challenge yourself to implement one act of Christ-like love each day. Reflect on how these actions impact your marriage and consider making them a regular part of your expression of love for your wife. And today's question of the day, what is the one area in your marriage where you can better demonstrate Christ-like love and sacrifice? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, empower us as husbands to love our wives as Christ loved the church, with selflessness, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment. Help us to be leaders in our homes that reflect your heart, guiding our families with wisdom, strength, and passion. May our marriages be a testament to your love and a light to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Warriors, as we navigate the complexities of marriage in a world that often challenges Christian values, let us remember that our greatest strength lies in our ability to love as Christ loves. By fulfilling our role as husbands with grace, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment, we not only protect the sanctity of our marriages, but also bear witness to the transformative power of God's love. Stand firm, brothers, and let your love be a beacon of hope and a testament to the enduring truth of God's word.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.